Blog Talk Radio.
Once again today, truly we thank and praise God for his loving kindness, his tender mercy. God is so good and he is so rich in mercy. We thank God again for the opportunity just to come to you by way of radio, internet radio, praise God. And we pray that this broadcast will be a blessing to you. We have been doing an exciting teaching on the person and work of the Holy Ghost, and we're now in the segment of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, praise God, and we've talked about the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and today we're going to talk about discerning of spirits, praise God, amen. Before we get into this word, though, we do want to have a word of prayer, praise God, and we want to remember to pray for all those that, amen, have experienced the storms this week. There have been storms that have gone throughout the United States, and we want to remember, amen, just to pray for one another, because this is such a tedious time right now, praise God. So much is going on in the atmosphere, amen, and praise God, but we want to pray, beloved, for one another, pray for our nation, amen. There are a lot of things going on right now, praise God, and we must stay tapped into the Holy Spirit. We must stay in tune with God. We must stay consecrated before the Lord, amen, and fasting and prayer and seeking the face of God. There are a lot of things that will take place this year, amen, and we will be affected by some things that will occur, praise God, but the body of Christ, I believe, is going through a refining time, amen, a purifying time, a time of still where God is ordering and positioning. Praise God, he's doing a lot of things in the body right now, amen, and we must, as believers, men and women of God, leaders, be very, very sensitive to the Lord, amen, and walk circumspectly before the Lord. One of the things the Lord told us just a short time ago, last month I believe it was to walk before him, amen. It reminded me of Abraham, when God told him to walk before him, be perfect before him, be complete, be mature. Abraham was a man that believed God, and that belief was counted to him as righteousness because he trusted God. And so he was a man of faith, and we must be men and women of faith and trust and reliance in God. We must trust God. We must walk by faith. We must not walk by sight. We must not walk by what we feel, praise God, but we must be mature, amen, in our walk with the Lord now. We must be, as Paul said, you know, he said when he was a child, he thought as a child, he acted like a child, but when he became a man, he put away childish things. And so again, beloved, we in the body, we must put away childish things, amen, that includes fighting amongst one another, division, strife, bitterness, hatred, a gossip, tail-bearing, all these things that would keep us in a state where we're not fruitful, where we're not productive. There is so much for us to do. There's enough work for each of us. I mean, my late godmom used to say that there's so much to be done that we don't even have time to trip over one another, praise God, or be covetous of one another's gifts or callings or what one may be doing and another may not. But there's so much work for us to do, beloved. So we're just wanting to encourage you this morning to get in the vein of the Holy Ghost and take this word that's being given and allow the Lord to activate the word. Amen. We must give way to the Holy Ghost. We must be full of the Holy Ghost in this hour, full of God's presence, and stay in the realm of the Spirit and not in the realm of flesh, because flesh will keep you from that place with God. It will keep you from your destiny. It will keep you, my God, from even going forward in the things that God would have, because he will not give us those things, and then we take it, amen, and turn it into what we want it to be and walk in flesh. Amen. This is an hour. I'm just going to just follow the leading this morning. Praise God. We are going to pray, but I'm following the Holy Ghost. This is an hour where God, amen, is dealing with leaders, ministers, evangelists, pastors, apostles, prophets, all the fivefold, amen, to get clean. Amen. The Lord was just dealing with me just before we came on the broadcast this morning about the importance of walking clean and walking holy. Praise God, in dealing with the discerning of spirits, this gift, amen, will let you know where people are. And we've got to be careful, even who we allow to come into our fellowships, our services, that they're clean, that they're holy, that they're walking right. Amen. We have taken down in the body, and we've compromised because of friendships, even because of family. Amen. When you know someone is in activity that's not right with God, amen, and you still let them up, you let them preach, you let them teach, glory to God, without confronting, without really, you know, saying, look, you cannot get up and preach the word with your life the way it is. We're not confronting the sin. We're condoning it, and we're compromising. And, beloved, we must not do that. Amen. We must be clean ourselves, be holy, be pure, and be righteous. But at the same time, when the Lord reveals things, as we're going to see in the Word, with the discerning of spirits, God is the one that will reveal the intents of our heart, the motives of our heart. Glory to God. And if our motives aren't right, we're not right, praise God, God is going to expose that. Amen. So it's best that we make sure that we stay under the lamp of, if you will, of the Holy Ghost. Stay under that, stay in that secret place where God can reveal, amen, to us. And then when things are not right, we need to let the Lord deal with us and get us right. Praise God. Amen. Because God's going to have a holy people, a pure people. Praise God. He's going to have a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, beloved. So it's so important that we allow the word now to take precedent in our life and get clean. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray right now. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this time of sharing in your word. And I'm asking you, dear Lord, to lead, to guide, direct. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for sending the Holy Ghost, Jesus, to us, to walk with us, to instruct us, to lead us, and to guide us, Father God, and to keep us from sin. Father God, and we ask that you cleanse our hearts and our lives. Purify us from everything that's not like you. Take us further in your word, even on today, Father. We're thanking you now. Be with everyone that would listen to this broadcast and prick our hearts. Let conviction fall on us, Father, that we would see where we are and that we would run to you, Lord God, for cleansing, for deliverance. Oh, my God, for salvation, for healing, whatever the need may be. We thank you now, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, I was in a service not too long ago, and the Lord had dealt with us about some things that were going on. Amen. And we were grieved at some of the things that we saw in the body. And I'm just going to talk in a general level. Now, I'm not going to really go into any specifics, but I am going to say this. But love it, when the Lord reveals things to us, we have to, number one, use wisdom with it, but number two, we must not compromise. When we know that we have areas in our lives, and I'm talking to preachers now, I'm talking to men and women of God, that God have entrusted you with his anointing. He's entrusted you with the gifts of the Spirit. He's entrusted you to carry the gospel. Amen. We must be careful, praise the Lord, that we handle the word of God right, that we don't do it deceitfully, that we don't do it for filthy lucre. Praise God, that we don't preach and pray and do these things, prophesy, and then expect people to heap up on us. Praise God, don't sell the gift that you have. Praise the Lord, it's not to be sold. The gospel is free. Amen. And so we must be careful that our motives stay pure. Everything we do, praise God, we must be above reproach. This is why this teaching is so important, because when we're under the direction of the Holy Ghost, we do no more, no less than what he tells us to do. And then God is glorified. Amen. He's able to validate with signs, wonders, and miracles. When we preach Jesus and him crucified, praise God, people will be born again. People will be won to Jesus, amen, but we must preach Jesus. We must not preach another gospel. We must not preach our own gospel. Come on, somebody, we must preach the uncompromised word of the Lord. I was in a dynamic service on this past weekend where the apostle really preached, and I'm just not going to name names right now, but praise the Lord. I'm just going to say that the power of God moved in such a miraculous way, amen, and we saw God move in the word, praise the Lord. And this is what God wants. He wants us leaders to really get in a place with him, amen, where we can hear God and we obey the voice of God, praise the Lord. And then God again will come behind, amen. He will prove himself because he's really wanting to show himself with signs, wonders, and miracles, praise God. But we must be the Church of Acts. We must get back to, amen, the Church of Acts. We're reading through the book of Acts this month, praise God. And this is where God is wanting to take the church back to, and that is the book of Acts, praise God. The apostles followed God, amen. And we can see, if you read the book of Acts, you'll see every one of these gifts in operation. They're in there, praise God. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and we're on the discerning of spirits, praise God. And our theme scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11, praise God. I'm not going to take the time to read that scripture, but that is our theme scripture, and it's just breaking out all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to talk briefly about the discerning of spirits, praise God. Now, there's been a lot of talk about this spirit and this gift, if you will, and what it is. The gift, this gift, completes the revelation gifts. Now, we've talked about the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Now, the discerning of spirits, which is a revelation gift, praise God. And it operates in the spirit realm, praise the Lord. This gift deals with the discerning of spirits, whether that's good or whether it's bad, our human spirit, demon spirits, praise God. It deals with the spirit realm, praise God. The purpose is to give an insight into the spirit realm and reveal the kind of spirit working in and through a person, and to make known the thoughts and the motives, praise God. And one prime example of this that was in operation through the Apostle Peter was in Acts chapter 5, praise God, when Ananias and Sapphira saw, praise God, in the previous chapter, Barnabas was, amen, an apostle. And the Bible says that he had property, and he sold the property, and he brought it and laid it at the apostles' feet. Praise God. Barnabas was, his name meant son of consolation. Praise God. I believe that Barnabas was a very humble man of God. He loved the Lord, and so he just freely gave what he had to the work of the ministry. But there were two people there that saw this. They saw how God was moving, and they probably saw the accolades that he received and the fame or the popularity, you know, praise God, because God was moving, and they saw that, and I believe they desired it, but they were not in their lane, if you will. They were not doing what God wanted them to do because they had not tapped into the Holy Ghost for themselves, praise God. And when you don't know your place and you don't know what God wants you to do, that can be very dangerous, because you will begin to reach for straws and do this and do that, trying to fit in, praise God. We all have a place in the body of Christ, amen. If we would get in our own lane and seek God, he will let us know the gifts that are in us. He will begin to develop those gifts in us, praise God. He'll put us in a place, in an atmosphere where those gifts can be used and we can be developed, praise God. Because I really believe that we in the body, we want to be used, we want to serve, amen. There are a lot of people in the body that just want to do something for God, amen. But it's important that we're doing what God wants us to do. So Ananias and Sapphira saw this, and they decided, we have land, we have money, we can, you know, we can sell and we can bring our money and give it, praise God, amen. But their motives was wrong, because once they saw, glory to God, the money that they got, all of a sudden things begin to change. They didn't want to give it all. They wanted to keep back, but they wanted it to appear that they were something that they actually were not, glory to God. And so when they came before the man of God, not realizing that the Holy Ghost knows everything, not realizing the seed of sin and how the enemy, amen, had already tricked them to be motivated by their flesh and not by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. You don't have to make a position or make a spot. Praise God. In the body, you can just let God be God. The gifts that's within us. Amen. God will mature them, and when you're able to walk in them and walk in them effectively, then the Holy Ghost, amen, will make room, begin to make room. Praise God, he'll begin to open doors. Glory to God, he'll begin to do things in us, and only he can do. But this precious couple, glory to God, got their eyes off God and got their motives wrong. And so they conspired amongst themselves. They made an agreement. There is power in agreement, right and wrong. Amen, but this couple was wrong, but she agreed as Sapphire agreed with Ananias. Ananias agreed with Sapphire. Glory to God that they were going to go in and they were going to say, well, we just sold the property for so much. Here is the money. Praise God. But when the man of God got before the apostle, amen, the Lord says, the scripture says, that Peter revealed his heart. And this was the discerning of spirits in operation because Ananias' spirit was wrong. His heart motive was wrong. And that needed to be uncovered. It needed to be exposed. And it was exposed right there. It did not go any further than when he brought it. And so many times, beloved, we allow our brothers and our sisters to get away with things. And we know that they're doing things wrong. We know it because God reveals. The fruit of it will be revealed. Praise God. But we will not confront it for what it is because we're afraid. Sometimes we're afraid, well, I'm going to lose this one, I'm going to lose that one. They're going to be mad at me. Beloved, who would you rather be in trouble with, God or man? Praise God. And preachers, pastors, we will be accountable, amen, for allowing preachers to come in and they're living dirty. They're walking in fornication. They're walking in adultery. But yet they can prophesy. We're going to let them prophesy anyway. You're going to let them lay hands on your people. Praise God. On the people of God, if you will. And you know that their life is raggedy. They're not living right. Praise God. But because of a gift and because of money, filthy lucre, you are compromising. Praise God. You're taking down. Amen. And what's happening is the anointing is waning. Praise God. And we've got to have the anointed. We need the anointed to destroy the yoke. Praise God. It's not enough just to be able to preach, be able to put the word together, know the Greek, know the Hebrew, know how to decipher it, know how to give the definition. Praise God. All of that is wonderful. But without the anointing, it's dead letter. It's this letter of the law. It's not, amen, motivated by the anointing. There's no anointing behind it. And not only that, God cannot come through and do what he wants to do. So we must be very careful, praise God, when he reveals that we speak the word. Peter spoke the word, and he let Ananias know that he had lied to the Holy Ghost, praise God, because he kept back part of the money. Amen. That all it was all his to begin with. But, beloved, he kept it back, and then he wanted to lie and be deceitful. Praise God. And as a result, he lost his life. And we know the story because I've already talked about this before. Praise God. But I just felt today to bring this out again that, beloved, we must be careful. Preachers, amen, apostles, pastors who are, ever you are, amen, you may be challenged even now with a situation to confront, and you may not want to confront, but, beloved, you must confront the truth. Praise God. If you know that you got preachers in your midst and they're not living right, praise God, but yet they want to minister, you must handle it. Handle it under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know you got sisters lying and gossiping, and yet they want to be on the prayer team, but they got to get their temple clean because you can't intercede effectively for someone and you're gossiping and backbiting. Praise God. You'll turn that prayer session into a gossip session. So we intercessors, amen, we must be careful. Do not gossip about people. Praise the Lord. If you know situations that's going on, pray for them. leave it at the altar. Praise God. You even have to be careful how you share, amen, with one another, because it'll turn into gossip. It'll turn into something that's not healthy. And we want to stay healthy. We want our spirit to stay pure and clean before the Lord. Praise God. So we know that as God revealed the heart of Ananias and the judgment of God fell, about 3-4 hours later, his wife came in not realizing that her husband was dead. Praise God, she carried the lie on, and the Holy Ghost, as a result, the Holy Ghost revealed that to Peter again. Amen. And he just spoke a word. He said, the same men that buried your husband are at the door to take you out. Glory to God. And fear fell on the congregation because they saw God's power is real. And this is what God is going to begin to do in the body. He is restoring the gifts, glory to God. The gifts must be in operation, all 9 of them. Praise God, because 9 represents harvest. And we want to see the harvest of God. We want to see fruit, amen, from the labor, glory to God. We want to see a pure work go forward, praise the Lord. Amen. We don't want to be contaminated, amen, in any kind of way. We want to be clean, and we want to be pure. We will not compromise with sin. Praise God, because sin stinks in the nostril of God. Amen. He does not tolerate it. He will not tolerate it, nor will he move in an unclean vessel. So we want to make sure that we remain pure, glory to God. Now, there are reasons why the gift of discerning of spirits is in operation. It's to help deliver from demons. Praise God. And in your time, you can read Mark chapter 5 and verse 5. Amen. You can read Luke chapter 9, verse 39. Read Acts 5 and 16. Praise the Lord. Read Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 8, and Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for this word on today. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for our caller. Praise God. God bless caller. You are on the air.
God bless you, Apostle. How are you this morning?
I am doing well, dear heart. How are you?
I'm doing well. We send you greetings. I would just ask that you would just lift me up as a intercessor. I just want to be obedient to God and His. I just want to be obedient to God because
okay.
I hear Him pricking my spirit.
Okay.
And as an intercessor, I'm just going to ask you to whatever He's saying to your heart to. Pray for me as a leader. The Bible says in Titus 2:3 that the elder women shall lead the younger.
Yes.
So however He is leading you to pray for me, I don't want to misguide or mislead,
okay.
But I want to be obedient to Christ.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. And what's your name?
Tina.
Tina. Okay. We're going to be praying for you. And before we get off the air on today, we will pray, amen, and I will continue to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for you being on the line, amen, and thank God for this word that's going forth, because this is a time where we must be sensitive to God, as I said, amen, and that we follow God, amen. It's important that we follow Him even in prayer, everything we do. Amen. We must walk in the Spirit, be led by God. The Bible says that if we're sons of God, we're going to be led by Him. And it's so important in this hour that we're led by God, that we're sensitive to the Lord. And not only that, that we allow the Lord, amen, to do in us what He wants to do in every facet of our life. Praise God. And this is why even this teaching is important, because we want the gifts in operation. Praise God. We want to be pure vessels, amen, clean vessels, our temples clean, amen, inside and out, amen. And as we do that, as we submit to Him, submit to His will, and that's what I'm encouraging you, just to continue to surrender everything to the Lord, praise God, to get in the Word of God even the more, praise God. And as you get in the Word, allow the Lord to activate the Word in your heart, praise God, that we walk in it, that we live it, that we, amen, that we not only teach it, but that we first be partakers of the Word of God. We must be. The apostles Amen. They followed Jesus for 3 years, and he taught them a lot of things. He taught them how to act and how to walk and how to live. And so when we get in this word in the Gospels and we see what Jesus did, how he reacted, how he maneuvered, we must do the same. And this is one thing that's very, very important, that we get in the word. Amen. We allow the word to get in us, and then we allow the word of God to take precedent in our lives. Don't do anything outside of the word. Praise God. And prayer. Nothing goes without prayer. We must seek the face of God. Amen. We must fast. We must pray. We must stay before the Lord. Praise God. So, amen. These are, as we take these tools, amen, and utilize them, then God is able to do what he needs to do in us as we relinquish our life to him and surrender fully to him. Paul was fully surrendered. He was sold out. And there are many examples in the Bible where men and women of God, they were sold out to the Lord. And this is what God is calling for us, to simply sell out to him. Praise the Lord. Now, in the gift of discernment, I'm going to say one other thing about this, then I'm going to pray. Praise God. This, the gift of discerning of spirits reveals the servants of Satan. And the scripture that I was going to read is Acts 13:9-10, where, and I think I will read that real quick, and then I'm going to pray. Praise God. Acts 13:9-10, it says, thank you, Lord. Okay, it says, and let me go back to verse. This is about Elymais the sorcerer. Praise God. Verse 8, I'm going to go all the way back up to 8. It says, but Elymais the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, praise God, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the way, right, the right way of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Now, I read that just to say, praise God, that God revealed to Paul, amen, what this man was all about, praise God, and he shut him down immediately. He did not let him, amen, continue on, and this is what we must do. We must shut sin down, praise God, and the Holy Ghost will give us wisdom to know what to do, how to do, when to do, amen, because God, amen, is a, the Holy Ghost is a gentleman, if you will. He does not act unseemly, amen, but at the same time, amen, God will give wisdom, amen, and we need this wisdom and instruction to know how to do and how to effectively operate in the spirit, amen, in the gift of discerning of spirits. Father, I thank you today for your word. I thank you for my dear sister that called in today, and I'm asking you, Father, for wisdom, knowledge, understanding according to your word. I'm asking you, Father, to make her even the more sensitive to your will. Father God, reveal your perfect will to her, God, what you want her to do, even concerning prayer. Father God, stir up intercession in a deeper way, in a greater way, Father God. Oh God, help her to seek your face, God. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, that you're leading and that you're guiding by your spirit. And Father, every area that would be in our life that's not right, we ask that we would be sensitive to the Holy Ghost, God, that you would go down in us, cleanse and deliver and set us free. Father, we thank you today for your word. Continue, God, the work that you've begun in us. Continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding according to your word, that we will walk in every gift, Father, that you have for us, but that we will do it under the unction of the Holy Ghost. We surrender fully to you. Let your will be done in my sister's life, God. Your will, your way, Father. And we thank you now. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. Continue to move, Father God. And we love you now. We thank you for what you're doing in us. We thank you, God, for transformation. We thank you for change. We thank you, God. Continue to be Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, my time is gone for today. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Amen. We will be back on another broadcast in the morning. We pray that you will continue to listen. Amen. Be encouraged. Be strengthened in the name of the Lord. And be blessed. Glory to God. Stay encouraged in Jesus' name. God bless you.